From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deadly Russian airstrikes reported in northwest Syria. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed at least 36 people Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib in northwest Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said most of those killed in the city of Idlib were fighters in the Army of Conquest rebel group, fighting forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But rescue workers reported that six strikes had hit a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings, and a residential area. Israel is allegedly responsible for assassinating a senior commander from the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah. Robert Berger reports.
Hezbollah says one of its top operatives, Samir Kuntar, was killed in an Israeli airstrike near the Syrian capital, Damascus. The group said two Israeli warplanes violated Syrian airspace and fired four long-range missiles at an apartment building. Kuntar was killed along with eight other people in the attack. Israel did not officially comment on the alleged assassination and stopped short of claiming responsibility. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a lavatory. It turned out to be a false alarm. The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius when a passenger noticed something that looked like a stopwatch mounted on a box. The plane made an emergency landing at the airport in the Kenyan city of Mombasa. All 459 passengers and 14 crew were safely evacuated. Officials say the device was removed and that no explosives were found. This is VOA News. More than three dozen survivors of an overturned ferry in central Indonesia have been plucked from rough seas. An official with Indonesia's National Agency for Disaster Management told VOA they have found 37 survivors and the bodies of three children in the choppy waters since the boat sank on Saturday. Rescue operations will resume Monday morning. The ferry was headed from Kalaka to Siwa, towns on Sulawesi Island, when it encountered the bad weather. According to Chinese state media, 59 people remain missing after an enormous landslide hit an industrial park in southern China, burying 22 buildings, including two workers' dormitories. Officials say four people were rescued from the debris, three of them with minor injuries. The official Xinhua news agency says a landslide struck Shenzhen in Guangdong province Sunday morning, covering the area in a sea of mud and triggering a nearby gas line explosion. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to boost economic and business ties during an official visit to Thailand by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. Ron Corbin has details. Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of the voters in the referendum chose to change the constitution to allow Mr. Kagame to seek another term and potentially rule until 2034. His current term runs out in 2017. U.N. brokered peace talks on Yemen ended Sunday with a broad agreement. The war has to end, but no major breakthroughs. The U.N. envoy Ismail Ul Sheikh Ahmed said after the Geneva talks that officials from Yemen's recognized government and Houthi rebels will meet again next month. Once again, here's a story from Ron Corbin.
The visit by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen was the first in 12 years. Speaking after the signing of several agreements to boost trade, business and security, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said both countries aim to strengthen bilateral relations. Prayut said the Thai-Cambodian relationship is currently at its best. Earlier, Hun Sen called for more Thai investment at a Thai and Cambodian business forum. The two countries pledged to triple bilateral trade and investment by 2020. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
The newest film in the Star Wars franchise set a new box office record. Star Wars: The Force Awakens generated $238 million in the United States and Canada since its release last Thursday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.